Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sends me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So this is the first appearance after the resurrection. In the morning, Jesus appeared to the two women. In the daytime, he met the two disciples, went away from Jerusalem. They were disappointed. At the night time, Jesus appeared to the other disciples, and Jesus gave them the mission. He said, "Peace with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." So in a certain sense, we Christians are being sent by the Lord to live our spirit of love, of Christian charity towards all the people we meet, no matter in our family, in the place we work, on the place we are with different people. The only thing Jesus expects us, first of all, we keep this peace. At times we lose peace because we lose patience. Because we are thinking that whatever we ask should be realized at once. But at times Jesus allows things happen to keep us always in the spirit of trust. Even though we can't see the light yet, but Jesus already foretold us, "I am with you. I will send the Holy Spirit among you." So we share the spirit of Him. And you know that Jesus always, not always for humanly speaking, peaceful. Because he got many attacks from the people, from the devil, but always keep calm. He just prayer, "Father, not this. I offer all this to you. Father, I will do it as you will." So it's a spirit of following the will of God, nothing else. What Jesus expects us to live in peace, to share His peace. He sent His Spirit already on us, so we have the Holy Spirit. But important also, we have to live the spirit of obedience, obey to the law, the will of God. Live the spirit of joy, because Christ is with us. Our joy is not everything's perfect. Our joy is believing Jesus is with us, no matter what situation He lives with us. He knows our feeling. It's so important that to tell him how you feel, how you expect. But without expectation, with the will of God, give you this and that, just learn the way of Jesus said, thy will be done on the will be done upon me. So let us pray this Pentecost celebration, that descend Holy Spirit, we share the Spirit of Christ to spread the good news wherever we are. Live the spirit of trust. Most important, live the spirit of joy, peace, because Christ is next to us. Christ is standing by our side. Tell him that you love him, that you want to do everything according to the will of God the Father. And lastly, invite Holy Spirit come upon us so that we have this light, this strength to live day by day.